Locker room chats continue tonight on KNCA. We transition now to the Sabetha Blue Jays, and we're joined now by the head coach, Caleb Moeller, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, Sailor Insurance Service as well. Thanks again to all of our sponsors who make our weekly locker room chats possible here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Coach Moeller again joining us. Congrats, a week one victory. Impressive week one win, Coach, at home against Holton. Two teams certainly in the mix and fighting for that, you know, top portion of the Big East League early on in the year, and you guys get the head start with that victory. 28-16 the final. We'll dive into it a little bit more detailed here momentarily, but just the initial thoughts on your team's week one victory against the Wildcats.
You know, going into the game, we talked about just executing and making sure attitude and effort are there every single play. And I thought, you know, starting the game, we were executing at a very high level offensively and, you know, getting the ball and going down and scoring first and then getting a turnover and scoring again. It was just a perfect way to start the football game. And then, starting the second half with a touchdown helped as well just to keep momentum. And I was really pleased with our effort throughout the whole game and our physicality. I really felt like our defense brought it to them, and you know, stopping that offense for all four quarters is a tough task. And you know, I thought we did a really good job the whole game. You know, finishing off, you know, we were up 28-0, and then finishing the game 28-16. You know, we got some younger guys in there, but you know, they've got to step up and close that at the end of the game as well. But overall, very pleased with everyone's efforts throughout the whole game.
Yeah, I want to dive into the defense here a little bit more in a moment. But that start of the third quarter, again, you guys are up 14-0 at the break. You guys go halfback pass, a little trickery here. Colin Menold finds Charlie Lukert 60 yards to get that 3-touchdown lead. Was that play in the book going in? Is that something you guys were trying to dial up at some point, maybe in practice throughout the week? What kind of got it in your head to maybe run that play at that time?
Yeah, you know, Colin Menold is a heck of a player, and, you know, we've got to use his strengths, and he's a pretty versatile guy. So we've had that play drawn up ever since summer, and we've ran it throughout the summer. And I knew at some point throughout the year we needed that, and, you know, I just thought it would be a great time to use that, just keeping momentum. And, you know, going up 3 scores in the second half is going to be huge against the offense or a Holton team like they are. And I thought we'd just take a shot, and, you know, they executed it perfectly. You know, Charlie Lukert had a great fake on blocking and released and was wide open, and Cole put it right on stride. And, yeah, it was just a great executed play by them.
And then, again, just going back to the defense, holding that Wildcat offense down as long as you did. Again, they got a couple of touchdowns late in that game. You guys were up 28-0 at one point, but you know, just the defense in general, I'm sure, with that kind of a matchup and what they do, you know, offensively, right out the gate, your defense performing the way that it did, I'm sure, gave you and your coaches a good feel going into week two and beyond.
Yeah. You know, I thought our interior line did a great job of making them have to double-team somebody on the line of scrimmage. And, you know, watch them film back. You know, the old saying is you're never as good as you thought and never as bad as you thought as well. So, you know, there are some responsibility things that we need to shore up on, and, you know, filling your gaps and, you know, knowing what gaps you're assigned to and all of those things, make a difference. And, you know, if you're not filling your responsibility, then that's a potential for a big play. And, you know, they got some of those on us, and, you know, it's a good offense, and you know, they rush for over 300 yards still on us. So you know, defensively, we're back at it this week, and, you know, looking forward to another challenge of Perry
LeCompton on deck. Caleb Moeller joining us here, Sabetha Blue Jay football coach. We'll step aside, we'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Few more minutes in our conversation with Sabetha football coach Caleb Moeller here on our weekly locker room chat. It is brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. The Blue Jays, after the week one win against Holton 28-16, now setting their sights on a road trip to Perry LeCompton in week number two, Friday night. Coach, the initial thoughts on the cause. They had a tough go against St. Mary's in week one, but Mike Paramore, he's been there for a long time. They're always a tough out. What's kind of the first standout thing or two about this Perry LeCompton team that you're going to see here in 2025?
Yeah, you know, every time you play Perry, you know, Coach Paramore is a great coach, and he's going to have his guys ready to go. We saw that last year at week two. They got one on us then. And, you know, we always know that they have athletes. And you can see that on film right away that, you know, the quarterback, running back, receivers are all very athletic, kids, and, their potential for big play is there at any time. And, you know, Perry comes out and they're a really physical team. And on the defensive side, we just got to be ready, and they're going to stack the box on us. And we just got to make sure we're responsible sound, and, that we, execute the plays and execute the blocks, how they're lining up against us. And they'll change fronts and they'll change looks on us. And we just got to make sure we have our eyes up and execute the plays that are called.
Yeah, it was low scoring last year. Perry won the game 12-9. How much do you take away, you know, from the game a year ago? There's obviously, you know, same players back from, you know, who played well in that game, who was a part of that game. Obviously some new faces for both teams on both sides of the ball. But do you take much away from maybe the film last year in terms of the preparation for this go-around?
Yeah, you know, you always look back on last year's film, and you study that film and seeing what they do against you, and what worked and what didn't, and or what can you take advantage of, how they lined up against you last year. So, you know, you always take those things, but totally new team, new year, so different personnel in different places. So yeah, you take a little bit, but new year and a new game plan against them this year as well. So year after year with Perry, you know, they're always coming downhill at you, and we kind of know what they bring to the table. So, you know, it's a battle of the trenches again this week. And, I thought we won last week against Holton, and, we've got to sustain that. And week after week, we just got to make sure that we win that battle, and, that we don't turn the ball over. We had a few turnovers last week, and we just got to shore those things up, to make sure we are successful on each play.
There it is. Sabetha football coach Caleb Moeller joining us here again on our weekly locker room chat on KNZA, getting you set for week two of high school football. Sabetha at Perry LeCompton on Friday nights. You can watch that game on the Sabetha channel, of course, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, we always appreciate a few minutes of your time, and we'll talk to you ahead of the week three matchup next week when you take on Hiawatha. But until then, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.